Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven. You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me because you died and arose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I honor you. Years I spend in vanity and pride, caring that my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was grace and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. My God's life's worth, nevertheless my sin I learn. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurn. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was raised and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God it span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mona, I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my rapture soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, and now I give to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my rapture soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
Yeah, there's millions and millions of people where all this is in vain. You don't take advantage of it. It's like it says, years I've spent in vanity and pride. I was clueless about what's going on. Then God, rich in mercy, woke me up, sobered me up. Just like everybody else. Drunk with that wine of that religious, diabolical fornication that it says in Revelation. Blind as a bat. Then God's rich in mercy just woke me up one day and gave me a job to do. I'm still doing it. That's the closest thing you'll find to heaven on earth is exactly what we're doing. We tell people the truth. Well, we don't like it. Well, that's their problem. That's not our problem. We're just doing what the Lord wants us to do. We finally found out, make your calling and your election sure. We found out what our job is in life. And once we found it out, we just put the shoulders to the wheel and we set our faces aflint and we wanted to do our job right. That's what we did. He just put us on this course, and first thing you have to realize, you're going to lose it all. Anyway, for you and I, not everybody has to go through it, but you and I had to go through. And all you got to do is believe it. And it's just that simple. I was just as blind as everybody. But then the Lord saw something in me. I don't know what he saw in me. There's a better people around than I ever thought of being. But I guess he knew we're going to stick with it, you know. It's hard. It's easy to find it, but then to stick with it. Mm-hmm. Stick it out, no matter what. Mm-hmm. That's the tough part. and then start, you're an enemy, and you know, things turn around, and all of a sudden the people that you used to know, used to have buddy-buddy with, all of a sudden they turn against you, simply because of what you believe, simply because of what you stand for. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just don't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. When arms fall around me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as the mountain, when the walls that I've counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. When arms fold without me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, when the ones that I counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. When I'm full without me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, O my soul.
is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
3 and 27, Matthew 10:27-28. But I tell you, in darkness, that speak you in the light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's just the fact of life, you know. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. And what is whispered in your ear, proclaim it from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both the body and soul in hell. And destroy means just destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Ceases to exist. Like when you pay it through a piece of wood in the fire. That wood ceases to exist. Was ich euch sage in der Finsternis, das redet im Licht. Und was ihr hört in das Ohr, das predigt auf den Dach. Und fürchtet euch nicht vor denen, die den Leib täten und die Seele nicht kennen täten. Fürchtet euch aber viel mehr vor dem, der Leib und Seele verderben kann in der Hölle.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just read your scripture here again, Lord, and we just pray you'll help us to expound on it and bring it down into today's hour, what's going on around us, Lord, and everything that's been going on down through the ages of time, that people, the devil will intimidate people to try to give them to fear their fear of death, they fear what they're going to do to them, Lord, and we're just bringing it out in today's language and what you whisper to us in the ear, we're just putting it out there in broad daylight. But the thing of it is, Lord, what we're trying to do, we're trying to bring it in to today's hour and talk in today's language. We just pray you'll help us to expound on this and focus in where we are today in time, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
See, this has been going. This is not something that happened 2,000 years ago. This is something that's current for every generation. That's what we're trying to bring it into today's focus. What they said that back then, that's what's happening right here today. Everything in the Bible, it just keeps on going, and every generation is going through the same thing. And Satan, what he's doing, he changes his color. Back then they were called scribes and the Pharisees. Today they're called these religious leaders. Today they're called preachers in the pulpit. And I know we're offending a lot of people when we keep saying these things. But see, you got to realize you're dealing with the people that's brainwashed. People who are completely drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. Just like I was. I'm just as guilty as anybody. But God, rich in mercy, he knew what something was in me. That once he allowed me to see what's going on, I'll put it all out there and I'll set my face as a flint. I'll do whatever needs to be done to expose it and to do exactly what it says. What he whispers to you in the secret, just put it out there in broad daylight and preach it from the rooftops and say it in such a way that it'll resonate and that you don't have to apologize. We don't have to apologize to nobody for saying what we're saying here because it's the truth. At the end of the day, the truth will always manifest itself. You can go back and read the scriptures just like we do, like when Big Garrett says in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 23, when we're going after these religious zealots, and he said, you go from country to country, you go from town to town to make a proselyte. And once you made that proselyte, you make out of him a twofold child that hell twice as bad as you yourself are. Mm-hmm. And to bring it now, we're bringing it in today's language. To bring it into the Hutterite society, which is just as corrupt as it was back then when the scribes and the Pharisees were running the show. Today, these preachers are running the show. Do I like to say these things? No, but I got to, what God whispers in my ear, what God reveals to us, we got to do it and put it out there in broad daylight for the whole world to see. And then today, today's language, I'll say it, you go from colony to colony to make a preacher. And then once you made a preacher, you make him hear that he's twice as bad as you yourselves are. We got these young kids coming here, these young preachers. They think they can convert us and think they can drag us back into the compound. They're just as bad as worse than the older ones are. To bring it in, like I say, we're just bringing, focusing in, we're zooming in on today. This was from Mansen Ma, Mukhti Prediger, and when it's not Mukhtam, what you do, you make out of him a twofold child of hell, even worse than you yourself are. And they think we're blaspheming. They think they're doing God a service. They think when they make a preacher, then that guy is the one that God called, that God wants to be preached. But see, what they do, they don't do what the early church did. The early church depended on the Holy Spirit to make sure that they get a preacher, because yeah, they pulled up before the Holy Spirit fell, but after the Holy Spirit fell, the Holy Spirit told them to who to call, who to send, and who to do this, that, and the other. But now they bypass all that, the call they did, because they don't have the Holy Spirit running that show, and they reach back where before the Holy Spirit came, where they did, where they pulled lots, you know. So now they manufacture something. So now they put, let's say, three people into the hat. Now It's all politics. So these three people, the deacons, they conspire together. We want this person to be our preacher. So they put these three people in the hat. Two, I think the minimum is two and the maximum is four. Well, what they do, then somebody has to become, when you pull it out of the hat, see, still, somebody has to become preacher. I'm just trying to be reasonable now. If you put a pig, a chicken, and a cow in the head, one of those will get it. It's the same thing. If no matter who you put in there, one of those three is going to get it. And sometimes it works out pretty good, and sometimes it don't. But it's a gamble. And the Holy Spirit has no room in that Hutterite society to pick a preacher. And then the thing of it is, once they become a preacher, they convince themselves, now God has called me to preach. Well, no, the deacons call you to preach because it's all politics, you know what I'm saying? And what we're doing, we're zooming everything in to the days. And then they can say, fear not them that kill the body. And if you don't go along with their platform, with their program, and I went along with them. I didn't want to rock the boat too much. I seen a lot of corruption in there, but I just kept it to myself. And then it got so bad, I just came quiet anymore because I know what that JK was doing. My father-in-law told me everything. He coerced us all to sign our power of attorney over to him. Imagine giving him your rights. He doesn't really know the guy. Some people refuse to sign. And then what he did, he threatened them they can't take communion and they're not part of the system anymore. But eventually they all signed up and he coerced them into it. And then what you give this vampire the rights to your home, to everything that you ever worked for, and we don't know what he's going to do with him. What does he do? He goes and down to Texas. My father-in-law told me all that. And then he borrows millions and millions of dollars. He used it, these power of an attorney, so he could borrow money on our bank notes and all our assets. That's what he did. He eventually turned out to be an empire. And I seen all that. I knew all that. I couldn't sleep at night. And I began to speak up, and the Lord was with me. And then he wanted me to go up and bell that cat. But first he let me know it's going to cost you everything. When you stand up, remember one thing, it's going to cost you everything. And you'll be like Esther back when she went before the king, and she had determined in her heart, if I die, I die. I just got to save my people. That Hammond, he's going to do whatever it takes to destroy all the Israelites. You know the story. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, he had these gallows set up for the Mordecai and all these people that would oppose him. Well, he ended up hanging on them himself. And here's the same thing. That J.K. was as corrupt as anything. And there's, then that split came in, and there's people that still support him.
Yeah,
you know, to this day, we talked to that idiot down in Bellevue, that so-called preacher, and he supports him to this day. Even he's been on the ground for 10 years or more, and still supports him to this day. Still supports him. He was a good man. But see, it's just a repeat. It's that sad papal diabolical Roman Catholic system, and what they do. Then if you don't toe the line, you don't matter how corrupt they become, you got to toe the line. You got to agree with them. You got to agree with it no matter what. Otherwise, you're going to be hunted down and you're going to be persecuted. But see, you and I, we were willing to put our life on the line. When I saw how corrupt he was, I just stepped up to the plate. If I die, I die. And sure enough, here they come, threatening me, just doing exactly what Jesus warned us about. Fear not them. I didn't fear them because I knew what they're going to do because I've seen how they operated with other people. Fear not them that kill the body, but fear him that has power to destroy both the body and soul in hell. And that's the one I fear. I feared if I keep quiet and I don't say nothing, knowing what I know, I'm going to be one of those people that's going to be destroyed in hell. Just that simple. And see, that's what that scripture means. Fear not them that kill the body, because the devil will use them to do whatever it takes to make you bow down to him, because he just got to go back in history, and you got to look what these whole Catholic priests did back throughout the Dark Ages. If you didn't agree with them, you were burned at the stake in a heartbeat, because they had full control. And the same thing is today. Satan is full control over that, these religious systems, and if you don't, if you can't allow yourself to be coerced and to go along with their corruption, well, of course they'll got you branded, and before you know it, you'll be put in the house, just like it happens everywhere, just like it happened here when we didn't go along with that live cook anymore. And you know yourself, you went to the meeting and you felt like you were an outcast. But it's the same thing. Satan controls these religious groups, no matter how small they are or how big they are. All he's got to do is get hold of that preacher, and then he come out with all kinds of stuff that you couldn't agree with, and I couldn't agree with him, and we just challenged him on it, and he wasn't going to back down because he's the leader, he's the preacher so to speak. Well, he's preaching things that are off the scripture, and we challenged him on it, and at the end of the day, what they don't do, they don't sit down and discuss this thing. They just kind of silently put you in the air, silently shun you, and like you're amateur, and you feel yourself, you're not part of that group anymore. Eventually, we just had to separate ourselves from it, and here we are. We agree with one another. We agree with the scriptures. But see, the devil, from time to time, he'll try to send somebody in to disrupt the picture, but we're on the ball. We're sober, we're vigilant, because Satan, he goes about the house of God. People are just a little group that are really serious with the Lord, and what he does, he's trying to infiltrate it. He goes around at the house of God, seeking whom he may devour. That's just the plan that he has. And we're just here trying to hold on to fort, doing exactly what God has on us out to do, to hold on to the things and the church of Laodicea, the things that has been given to us, and the church age of Laodicea, these two great men, Brother Branham and Brother Jack, they were that Isaac, they were that, they were that thing that I talked about in Revelation. I counsel thee to buy of me gold. And we're repeating it over and over again because there's nothing else repeating, you know. There's nothing else word out there that has any value. It's not you wasting your time into that so-called garbage out there that these preachers. They were just wasting your time.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they'll lead you out to hell in that.
It's all so controlled, like the Hutterite system is so controlled, like any religious organization is a controlled environment. Like, and when the Lord saved me, and one day I told a preacher that I don't agree with what he's doing. He's causing discord, and not so many works. And every day when he went over to preach a sermon, he just dug into me because I came against him, right? Mm-hmm. See, that's what that spirit does. Yeah. It does not want to be exposed. So before he wants to, you're going to expose it, he wants to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the devil works. He does not want people to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's the day that I realized that the Lord walked me through, that allowed me to walk through that episode, what he put me through, this preacher, because I came up against him, told him that what he's doing is not right. And then he started saying that I'm cursed, I'm this, that, and the other, because I came against him, right? See, that the spirit wanted to just shut me off.
Instead of sitting down and discussing.
That's right.
They never discuss nothing.
No. And then I realized that the Lord gave me the scripture, seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I was reading a book, and in that book, it was the same kind of concept. It said, trust no one when it comes to your salvation. And that was the beginning of a journey for me to seek out my own salvation with fear and trembling. You have to work it out yourself. You can't depend on another person to save you. And that's basically what that impression is in that system. And any other religious system, they depend on that preacher to save them. But that's not how the scripture, there's only one mediator between God and men, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're using a man to think that he's going to make a way for you to go to heaven? That is totally not scriptural. Like, I know, like, when I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, those were the first two men that I trusted with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had listened to many others, and I can't really say that I didn't pick up something good along the way when I listened to them, like Charles Swindoll and these people. You picked up a little something here and there. Charles Spurgeon, what he said, and things like in that matter. But it wasn't until I came to the ministry of our day, that Brother Jackson, that my soul and my spirit said within me, I found what I've been looking for. Just like back when Jesus in 30 AD, when he went from town to town and he called his disciples, and some of these people, they realized, we found him. We found the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
That they found him that they were looking for, because they knew that Messiah was to come, because God had promised a Messiah. And according to their prophets and their writings, that Jesus is coming. And they were looking, they were searching. And then they came across the Messiah, and they said, we found him. That's the same what happened to me when I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan. Brother Jackson. In my soul, my spirit, something said, I found it, what I've been looking for. And that's the truth.
It was just fulfilling scripture, like I keep saying over and over again. The only thing that's trustworthy in this hour that we're living in is the ministry of the seven star right throughout the grace age, when Jesus, before he went to the crucifixion, this is going to be eternal life, because he can't trust no human being. You got to trust these angels. And then he sent these seven church age messengers, these seven angels. You can read it in Revelation chapter 1. When he sees these seven stars, John saw these seven stars in his right hand. And then he goes on to explain, these are the seven angels of the seven church ages, everyone, Ephesus, throughout the grace age. These seven churches, these seven angels, each one church is going to be given an angel. And all you have to do is believe that church, each messenger. Then that angel took the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul in the church age of Ephesus. And then he went on to the next one. Then he went on to use the vocal cords of Iranian. And then he went on to the vocal cords of Martin. And then Columbo. And then Martin Luther. And then John Wesley. And those that believe these men, He's actually not believing these men. They're believing that angel that's speaking through these men. And then here, and the church here to lead us here, that's why you went looking. I was looking and I didn't even know what I was looking for. But I know if I ever find it, I'm going to recognize it as such. And then you and I, we were looking and we were looking. And then here I come in contact with the Raymond M. Jackson. And he was that voice for our, my generation. Just like back in the days of Jesus. They were looking and they were looking and they were looking. The woman at the well, is that not the one? Come and see. Is that not the one that we're looking for? The whole universe, the whole countryside was charged up looking for that one. And that's the same thing if anybody is sensitive. And that's what you and I was looking for. When I heard Brother Jackson preach, I told the man that put in that tape, I said, who is this man that would take the word of God with precision, accuracy, and place it exactly right, exactly where it belongs. And I knew that's that thing I was looking for. Didn't know what I was looking for. I just knew one day I'll find it if I keep on looking. And here I found it at the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson, because he was that boy for my day and hour. Brother Branham had already passed away back in 1965. But then God took Brother Jackson's vocal cord, and then he continued on with the program. It's really not the man that you listen to. It's that angel that took that man's vocal cord, and he preached for 40 years, preached his heart out. And then, like we were saying over and over again, and then he was looking for somebody who is then that faithful and wise servant that the Lord will find faithful and wise to deliver meat and due season. And he found you and I faithful, because he had to find two people out of about the two or three witnesses. Let everything be established. If I was here biting my gums together by myself, it would have absolutely no value. But here, what we're known, the Lord brought this thing together, and now he's using us to finish off the this is the last leg of the journey trough for the grace age. And we're just continuing what that angel wants to talk to us, because he was just read here. What he speaks to you in your ear, what he speaks to you in the darkness, just put it out there in broad daylight and let people know about it. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. And he gave us a commission. Now, I want you to go out and expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Expose that spirit, that religion. That spirit that driving that outright religion. That's what we did. That we had to put our life on the line, because the Lord let me know. Once you do that, once you work for me, it's going to cost you everything, just like Queen Esther. If I die, I die. I didn't care. I pretty well know what they're going to do to me. And then if the law of the land would allow it, they would have killed me 10 times over already. But see, the law of the land doesn't allow it. But they do whatever the law of the land allows them to do. They go into your home and they take everything away from you. They take your family. They take your children. And my father-in-law, he was his hatchet man. He was J.K.'s, whatever you want to call it. When he had a dirty work to do, he just called my father-in-law. He got the job done. So he come into my house and he let me know, as if tomorrow morning, you got nothing. You got no wife, you got no children and all that. I've been over it again and again. But see what they do. If you haven't determined in your heart, you're not afraid what they'll do to you. Even if they kill you, it really doesn't matter. Like I say, they would have killed me 10 times over. But they can only do what the law of the land allowed. And they got their law, the how to write their law unto themselves. And they can go in there and they can confiscate everything and turn you out with nothing. That's exactly what they did. But you got to be willing to realize that it's again. Fear not him that kills the body. That's all they can do. And then once the body is killed, you gotta fear him that can, once you allow yourself to be intimidated, that can destroy both your body and your soul and hell. And we decided we're not intimidated. Mm-hmm. And then we stand up there and we put our life on the line and we bell that old cat because behind it is the spirit of Satan. Yeah, everything is driven by a spirit. It's either the spirit of truth or the spirit of Satan. The thing of it is, Satan, he works behind the shadows. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is. What you hear the Lord speak, put it out there in broad daylight. That's why we're speaking so plain. That's why we're so verbal with the things we say. And then I guess God saw that's what we'll do. We won't be cowering, and then when the heat gets on, we won't be running to hide. We'll just keep on pulling straight on ahead, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're exposing the unfruitful mm-hmm. works of darkness. We're exposing that spirit that drives that thing, but we're not afraid what they'll do to you. Of course, they'll do everything they can mm-hmm. to you if you allow yourself to be intimidated. And then what the devil, he can get away with it. He can convince these mm-hmm. people of anything. And what they do, then they put you in the house. I was thinking yesterday, my sister, she was dying of cancer. And I couldn't even go visit her. I called her up, see if I could come and visit. Well, if you ask the preacher for permission to come and visit me, then you can come. See what they do. They're so low down. That spirit is so low down. Like, let's say if I go to Sprucewood to visit my sister as she was dying there with cancer. And then what they do, they can't do nothing. If I would just drive in there and visit her, then they take it out on her, you know, because mm-hmm. it's where that spirit or they can't control me. But if I go in there and visit my relatives or friends or whatever, what they do, they take it out on them. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to kiss that Pope's ring. Back in the day, you had to go kiss the Pope's ring, and you were okay. And here they set a law at the college that you pretty well got to set kiss the Pope's ring. It's the same principle. See, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just different to repeat. It's just hard for me to convince people that's exactly what that says behind the scenes set up, that you have to get permission from the preacher to go in there to visit your friends and your relatives. And that if as long as you bow down to him, so to speak, you don't literally bow down to him, but you might as well. Like when they go to the Pope, you have to kiss his feet or things like that, mm-hmm. or kiss his ring, whichever. You just got to give recognition. Well, I refuse to do that. I did it once mm-hmm. or twice, and why should I? Why should I go kiss that Pope's ring? You know, it's the same principle. But it's bringing it into today's language. Mm-hmm. We got to speak plain what the Lord tells us in secret. We got to put it out and put it on the rooftop, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like we said here that before we started this conversation here. It's the same thing today. It's the same devil, the same spirit. Like I say, keep saying it over and over. Everything is driven by his spirit. It's like the spirit of Satan. And the thing of it is, Satan, he works through deception. And people fall for it because they're not sober. Mm-hmm. They're not vigilant. They're not on top of things. And then Satan, he can do it with mankind practically whatever he wants
to
do.
Right.
And the other side, if you're driven by the spirit of truth, and then you can put the truth out there. That's what drives us. It's the spirit of truth. We're telling people the truth, whether they like it or not, whether they agree with us or not. But apparently, like it says in the last day, the truth will be evil spoken of, because the black will be called white, and white will be called black. Truth will be called a lie, and a lie will be called truth. It's all a twisted up, upside down world we're living in. But see, you and I, the Lord has sobered us up, and now we're putting it out there all around the world. It goes right into all seven continents through via the internet. And even if there was no internet, we're putting it out there in the atmosphere, in the heavenly realm, because God has given the church the rights to preach unto the unseen realm, unto the spiritual world, the manifold wisdom of God. And that's why we speak it. We speak it out there so the demonic world hears it and the heavenly world hears it. We're onto Satan and his trick. We got his number. And we got these preachers' number. We're onto their diabolical schemes and schemes that they're using.
And that's what happens is when you will go back to the Old Testament, to the children of Israel, and when they started going away from the laws of God and started worshiping these false idols, then that's how these false prophets could come in. And they started listening to these false prophets, because Satan comes in and he creates confusion. And that's how he can come in and take over. And that's the same way what he did after the early church, after the disciples fell asleep, they were martyred, and then he was able to come in and create confusion. And that's where then he starts getting recognition, because he starts creating an environment where a Nicolaitan spirit comes mm-hmm. in, and the laity is controlled by a pope that stands up front and controls them. And that's how he slowly creeps in. That's exactly what he did after Brother Jackson now went off the scene. He created confusion, and then he takes over. And that's how truth is lost. That's why Jesus said, what I speak to you in darkness, speak in the light. And then on a rooftop, like, because the devil comes in, he doesn't take over overnight. First, he'll create confusion and spread lies and discord, and then he comes in, and people are unaware because they're all asleep.
Spiritually speaking. Hey, Prima, remember with that when that COVID was here, mm-hmm. around the world, that idiot that Satan was behind it, all around the world, he got people to wear masks, and then he got people to distance 6 feet, and now they're finding out it's a pile of garbage. It was just Satan behind it. He was just showing people how what kind of power he mm-hmm. has. And nothing in it. It's just like the devil work always is. It's just phony. It's not real. And here right. they're finding out there's nothing but garbage. And here mm-hmm. we're all wearing masks at the 6 feet apart from each other. Except, you know, when you went to the only place that he was trying to do, he was trying to get rid of the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the big businesses, they were wide open. And Home Depot at these big places, because what Satan was trying to do, he wants to feed out the young, the small businesses mm-hmm. so he could take over the country.
That's right, and it's an easy way to do it, right? When you have a little business, you're an entrepreneur, and you kind of have your own guidelines mm-hmm. and how you're going to run your little business. But if you are a big corporation, nobody really cares because you're just following somebody else's orders mm-hmm. from the top. And that's really, and if you don't follow them, they fire you. So it's a very controlled environment as well. So that's how the devil likes to, and if he can just control everything, he'll just have one store and then he's got everything under control, right? But if there's a little stores all over, then he can't easily control all these little stores.
So we decided one day we're not going to wear a mask. So we went into Honeybee, and he was all jittery-jattery. And what happens, he can't make us wear a mask. But see what the government does, or these dictators, these policemen that they have, they go after him mm-hmm. because he's not... He's letting us go in there, and the same thing happened to you. We went down to Sobers. You decided you're not wearing a mask, and before you know it, they were there. They were right mm-hmm. there, and they were giving you a ticket.
They came like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
You know, and I was wondering, how do they know it so soon? And I asked this one guy, did you guys phone in and report me? I asked one of the workers there. I said, oh, no, they have access to our cameras. So they see anybody coming into the store that hasn't the mask, mm-hmm. and they're just on it. And that's yeah. how much access they had under that COVID. It was actually shocking. Mm-hmm. You know, you always know that the devil has everything under wraps, right? Mm-hmm. But when that COVID came about, you really could see it, how much control he actually has over people and the environment. Like you were saying about Honeybee, like not even like people coming, let's say like the government after him because somebody's in, the other customers, you know, other customers that are brainwashed, that mm-hmm. they report him then. Because he lets people into the store without a mask. So it's just neighbor against neighbor. We're at work creating an animosity.
I remember we went to the Walmart and that lady down the aisle, she starts freaking out at you
yes.
because you're not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the devil works. We're just trying to bring exposure, young fool for works, so how he works, and that's how we can work throughout these colonies. All they gotta do is get to the Pope, and then the Pope, he controls you with his garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just exposing it. We're not mad at these people. We're just mad that they allow the devil to do with them what he wants. The devil can do with people like pretty much exactly what he
wants
because he knows their weak points. He knows exactly where they're weak. He just gives them a little honor, like J.K. passed a law. You gotta ask permission to go to visit. They just given these preachers the power. And they love that power. That's the devil behind it. It's the spirit of Satan giving these people the power, and they think it's of God. And did you ask? Did you ask permission to go visit? No, I don't bother asking. Then they go to the people that you go there to visit with. So what are you going to do? Oh, we just stay away from them. We're gonna survive without them.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to go visit my grandchildren, but I'm not going to kiss the Pope's ring. We'll bring it into today's language. Like back then, you got to go kiss the Pope's ring. If the President of the United States wants to go visit the Pope, he's got to kiss his ring or something like that and give him recognition. That's all these idiots want. They want to get recognized, and then behind it is the spirit of Satan who slowly brainwashed the people into submission to his diabolical schemes. Well, we saw through it, and we decided we don't know part of that. And we just begin to walk out and speak out against it, and to this day we're speaking out against it, because God has opened up another door before us. Like I was saying the other day, they plug every hole. Well, God always has an open door, and then they try to shut me down, and then God gave me this vengeance. This website here. Now we're going all around the world now with this program here. We're telling the whole world how it works and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling them exactly where we are in time, and the Lord comes, he's given and given until our son is satisfied, and that's what he's doing. If they close one door, God will open up something, and if they try to stop us here, God will have something else for us. Maybe send us to a different country. I don't know what's going to happen, or he'll just completely take us out of here. I don't care. I just know I'm not being intimidated. Fear not him that kills the body.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not them that come in and they try to intimidate you and fear monger you, because the devil knows he's got no power over you. Once you don't allow yourself to be afraid what they'll do to you, because behind it you got to see the spirit of Satan. Once you're concerned about your eternal destiny, once you're done feel in your heart you fear him that has power to destroy both the body and soul in hell, you don't worry about these people killing you. Because if they kill you, well, you're going to a better place.
That's right. Don't
allow yourself to be intimidated.
That's right, that's what it's all about. Like, why would you fear some man, you know? Fear him, fear God, because he's the one in the end that can decide where you're going to be, in hell or heaven.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We just went over that subject. Fear not him that can kill the body, Lord. And there's a lot of religious regimes out there, Lord, that are controlling people, Lord. And they're scared and they're frightened because they don't know what's going to happen to them. But it says that fear him that can kill both body and soul in hell. That if they put their trust in God, in you, then they can, and you're going to make a way for them. You've promised it in your word, Lord. So we just pray for people that you'll give them courage, Lord, and get to know your faithfulness and who you are, Lord. And then they can put their trust in you and not in this man-made regime, Lord, that the devil is controlling behind the scene, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.